Let's stretch our hand. Father, let us continue to mature in the Word of God, in the Spirit, and know how to walk with you closely and trust you with all our hearts. I pray for these here and those around the world that is tuning into the broadcast, that as we study different apostolic setting in the church and government, and the portals of heaven can open more clearly, and we can unlock some things and lock some things up. We thank you for the fellowship. We thank you we come on one accord. We trust the Holy Spirit to teach us your will, your way, and your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Remain standing, because I want you to say a few things with me here. Just repeat after me. I'm a disciple of Christ. It is given me by God to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. I am a disciple of Christ. He has given me the gift of supernatural insight to unravel heavenly mysteries. Therefore, from now on, no mystery shall be too tough for me to absolve. Lord, I ask specifically, open my understanding to the fantastic ministry of angels. Open my understanding to the mystery of the activity of angels. Help me to appreciate they are present consciously on my side at all times and in all my affairs from this day forward. Spirit of the living God, quicken my understanding. Enlarge my understanding. Grant me extra insight that I may be able to comprehend all that matters to me as contained in your book. Amen. Now we need to talk to Satan about this. Satan, you have no more inroad into my life and affair. I have the angelic hedge around me, around my house, around all that I have. Satan, shut up. You cannot get in there. The defenses of God are round about me. Your wicked plan will no more work. I can see the angels. They encamp round me to deliver me. God has given them a charge. They are eternally obedient fighters. They will hearken to the voice of his word. They have a job to bear me up upon their wings. They will make it possible for me to tread upon the line and the adder, and nothing shall by any means shall hurt me. I am surrounded. You may be seated. Three aspects of angels. Angels are angelic beings, are spirits that are used to function in the supernatural. Now, Jesus, at Jesus' birth, protecting Jesus in childhood, told him when the enemy was coming, at his crucifixion, at his burial, at his resurrection. Our text in Acts, you know where we started out in Acts 1? At his ascension, they were there to make the announcement to the disciples what was happening. So throughout Jesus' ministry, these supernatural beings called angels assisted him. Now, to deal with the ministry of angels, you're going to have discernment, because there's another set of angels. fallen angels that who can transform themselves into an angel of light. So you have to have discernment to know who's working. Yes, sir. But that's no problem because you have the Holy Spirit. Yes. Are you following me? Yes, now, the ministry, mystery, and miracles of angels. The ministry, mystery, and miracles of angels. Now, this is an apostolic subject because the church have not known a whole lot about it because they made up a pope. Pope not even in the Bible. And they made up bishop. All a bishop is a pastor. So what have happened is it's kind of foggy the government of the church and the revelation. So apostolically, these things have to be brought back to us. I was saying, I'm not going to even go down and take it. I was saying it was Acts. You remember when he was leaving? I better go. Acts 1. Because we were teaching the book of Acts. Then I got stuck here on these angels. There's some things we need to learn about these angels. And I think some things you've been trying to get done, they're there to help you. But we've got to know how to activate them, how to cooperate with them, how to yield to them. Ain't nothing spooky. Ain't nothing spooky. And what's spooky is when you don't know. But I'm trying to teach you in a place where just like they assisted Jesus, they assisted Moses, Daniel in the lion den. Yes, angels got him out. Amen. Three Hebrew boys. Yes, Lot. Yes, got him out. Yes. Angels stopped those homosexual men. Yes, who wanted to rape the angel. Yes. You know, as they went blind too. Yes. But in Acts 1, you can Acts 1, let's look where Jesus ascension into heaven. The ninth voice, Acts 1:9. And this is where we got started off on the angel. And when he had spoken these things, talking about Jesus, while they beheld, he was taken up. Jesus was taken up. A cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfast toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Those two men were angels. What you also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. So when we read that, the Lord began to push us to bring an apostolic insight back in the church about these supernatural beings. We always talk about they just got wings, but sometimes they look like men. You don't know. The Bible said, be aware. You might be entertaining one and you don't know it. Two men came to Abraham. He knew who they were, but they were angels. All right, so I'll give you an introduction here so you can grab some notes. Just as all the other benefits God has for the church are packaged in mysteries, angelic invention is also packaged as one of the most sophisticated mystery of life. So we have to unfold it. The ministry of angel is available. What I said?
The ministry of angels is available.
And the Holy Spirit is given to us so that we may know the things that are freely given to us by God. So here now, in reading that, the ministry of angels is a supernatural spiritual ministry, and when you get in a tight spot sometime, a stranger walk up and help you. Okay, and that most probably because of your faithfulness, and I'll see your faces, you probably have had angels assist them. You probably didn't know how to cooperate fully. But I hope and praying to God that these lessons will let you know how to operate when angels try to help you.
Yes,
all right? Now, until we know that they're given to us, we cannot experience the benefits of their being given. Neither can we fully reign, because in the kingdom of God to which we belong, we reign by knowledge.
Amen.
All right? Write this down. Knowing how to activate angelic ministry. It's given to you to know the mystery of these kingdom workers. And then you need to be awakened to, aware of, and never miss your sent miracle again.
Amen.
Right? Right. Let's see here. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 1. Because here we have Jesus' ministry being explained, how explicit Jesus' ministry is and how powerful it is. But in my study and meditation, the Apostle Paul was also at the same time giving us a insight on how powerful angels' ministry really is. Amen. He was comparing Jesus' ministry with the angels' ministry, and looked like he was just putting the angels down, but at the same time, he was giving us a definition of who angels really are. And then on the other hand, I know they wasn't putting them down because Jesus needed them. Okay, so you got this first chapter of Hebrews, and you got these verses here where the Apostle Paul began to compare the angels to Jesus. But so much insight, we studying the angels tonight, so much insight came out. I want to read, and then there's some things I want to get into, start moving into, so you have a better understanding of angels. In verse 4 of the first chapter of Hebrews, here's a comparison between Jesus and angels, and just emphasizing how great Jesus is. But by the same token, look how high class the angels are, if you can use them as a comparison.
Yes, sir. Wow.
All right, all right. So he says, talking about Jesus now in the fourth verse, being made so much better than the angel, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. All right. Then the fifth verse says, for unto which of the angels said at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Then the sixth verse said, and again, just talking about the angel, when he bringeth in the first begotten in the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angel, now watch what watch. You see, he's showing us something about the angels too. Look in verse 7. And of the angels, he said, who maketh his angels spirit. And many have talked about, he's talking about minister, but he's still talking about angels, because angels are ministers. And his ministers are, and his angels are flame of fire.
Yes,
they're supernatural. Yes. And then we close out the verse, the chapter, verse 13 and 14. But to watch of the angel said here at any time, set on my right hand until I make thy enemy thy footstool. Now he give us verse 14. You see verse 14?
Yes,
are they not all ministering spirits?
Yes.
What kind of spirit?
Ministering
spirit. Sent forth to minister? Who that talking about? Who is that voice talking about?
Me.
Talking about you?
Yes, sir.
So you wouldn't mind if an angel help you? You scared? Are you scared?
No, sir.
Because if you said these lessons, they're going to start helping you. Things are going to start happening, I'm telling you right now. Something might happen in you tonight. But I have great expectations. Yeah. Now, note these things I'm about to tell you. Who are angels? Angels are spiritual personalities with physical impact. Yeah. Like angels are spiritual personalities with physical impact. Now, we note this. I want to make a note of this. Like the demonic world is invisible, the angelic world is also invisible. And you know, sometimes they make themselves visible. Take a note of this and remember this. Angels cannot be seen, yet they are all around us.
Amen.
Now, what's going to happen to you? You're going to have faith for it. I mean, you're going to say, my angel with me. Everybody else is going, my angel with me. See what I'm saying? Now, here's another aspect of the angel. They're supernatural. Although you cannot see them, there's nothing the angel of God do not see. I want to see what capacity they have. That's what we're trying to find out. You cannot touch them, yet they can touch you. Amen. See? He says this, you cannot handle them, angel, yet they destroy kings. Yes, now, you don't want no angel to be your enemy. And you don't mess with one of God's children who know about angels. Listen to how powerful it is. The Lord assigned just one angel to go ahead of Moses to Egypt, and he alone tortured a whole nation. That's how powerful they are. And this ministry in our lives have been such a mystery that the miracles that we do, we have not been able to receive them like we should, but the day has come. This is our reality. It's a divine right to have these supernatural forces. Turn to Psalm 103. These supernatural forces of angels. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Now you see, you are maturing because very seldom people teach on angels. Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angel. That what? That what else? What else? All right, how many things? Now that's three. That's three?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is the way you meditate the scripture. This is the way you feed on the scripture. You break it down.
Yes,
now, it tells us about these angels. It says, bless the Lord, ye his angel. That number one, excel in strength.
Yes,
how many heard that?
Yes,
excel in strength. What that mean, excel in strength? Huh?
Powerful.
They're powerful, right?
Yes,
yeah. Forceful. Mm-hmm. Powerful. Unstoppable. You see, they're ministering spirit sent to minister for us.
Yeah.
Not to us, for us. And they excel in strength. What excel mean? Go beyond, right? Come on, talk to me now. So if this is so, and it is so, and it's scripturally right, listen. Your life tonight is being placed in an excelling mode. Are you following me? So, if the angel excels in strength, and I need some help, they are there for me. Throughout the Bible, we got that. Throughout the Bible, Daniel couldn't handle them lying. Hebrew boys couldn't handle that fire. The angels come there with excelling strength. Now, this excelling strength is not just strong. This is miracle working power. This is a defying known. Defeating demons. Stopping darkness. See, we're not talking about muscle building here now. We're talking about spiritual muscle.
Yes.
When you say excel in strength, where you think you can't go no further.
Right.
That angel will pull you further.
Yes.
See, now you got Jesus, you got the Holy Spirit, but we've left these entities or these divine beings. We have not been having the expectation that we should have of them. Because they have not been taught much in the church. Okay. So he said, the excelling strength that do his commandments. In other words, they're not going to violate the covenant nor the commandment of God. But they will fight for the covenant. Amen. And the commandment of God. So if you're in the right place, doing the right thing, at the right time, you got divine backup, frontage on both sides, covering. They are designed to do the supernatural. For me. Say for me. Now, this last one, hearkening unto the voice of his word. What I said the word hearkening mean? Now, there's a secret here. Do you see what that's saying right there? Hearkening unto the voice of his word. Do you see activation?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Do you see opportunity there? Do you see an activation, an opportunity to put the angel to work yourself? If you speak in God's word by faith, he'll obey you. He's a word obeyer. I dare you say, minister spirit, I'm talking to you. And you got a situation you're dealing with that and got too heavy for you, and you prayed and everything. Now you're going to send this agent.
Yeah.
This is so real.
Hallelujah.
Write this down. The angels of God are invincible. Unstoppable. In Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 through 9. Satan could not prevail against Michael and his angel. You got a whooping coming. When them angels get loose, I'm telling you, they're so powerful and it's so precious and it's so personal to me that each one of you all know as a child of God, you know, you have not been feeling helpless. You see, spiritual dryness is for a reason.
Yes.
When you feel spiritually dry, God knows that's for a reason.
Yes.
It's for you to just keep your faith and trust in him.
Yes.
Spiritual dryness is not no personal vendetta. Everybody goes through it. But those who know what's going on, just keep pressing. You know, you think, you know, man, I pray. I don't feel nothing. Good.
Yeah.
Now you might use your faith.
Yeah.
God gonna test you now. You gonna see if you're real. You know, do you really trust me? I got to shake the bushes for you to trust me. Are you really gonna trust me? Notice that in Revelation, chapter 12, verse 7, and I made a statement. Satan could not prevail against Michael and his angel.
Amen.
There was war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angel. That's the fallen angel. Because Satan is a fallen angel. And prevailed not. Neither were their place found any more in heaven. You see it?
Yeah.
Wait, let me read a little more. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That's demons. But you note that the demon power has no power with the real angel. But just think about it now, church. We've been moving without him to a large degree. We've been trying to stop Satan, but we could have had them with us. Like Michael, Michael's still operating, you know. He's a wall angel. I'm going to ask you a question. Any time in your life you could have used a little extra help?
Yes.
I know in my life, you see. But I didn't know. I didn't know that if I speak the word of God, those angels will excel in strength and they'll carry out what I say and they'll go fight the battle and they have never lost.
Amen.
So the Bible says, so then faith comes by hearing, right? So you hearing this now in your moments, in your time of need of deliverance, in your prayer time, your praise time, but yet you're going to have now another supernatural force that you're aware of that can help you supernaturally.
Yes, sir.
And can't lose.
Here
we see how the old dragon, Satan, who whooped him. Now, you know, Jesus destroyed him on the cross, but look here how these angels whooped him. So if you got an angel at your house and the devil trying to raise Satan and you know it, you follow what I'm saying? This is so real. Look at it. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angel. And look, what did he say? What did he say? I can't hear you. And prevail not. Neither was there a place found anymore in heaven. They put them out. In any conflict, the angels always in the absolute. Flushing out the opposition completely.
Amen.
I'll give you a scripture to show it. In any conflict, the angels always in the absolute. Although with absolute, it means you can't change it. Flushing out the opposition completely. I think it's Genesis 19. You look where the men come to that door to get the angel. And boy, I try to talk to them. And then finally the angel just struck them with blindness. It just shows you the power.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
In Genesis 19, 1 through 11 is there of that story of those angels. And then the angels escorted a lot out of that trouble place. Now, I'm going to make a statement here. I want you to hear it. Angels have never been known to fail. Wow. I don't mind running with somebody like that. First of all, we have to know they're real. They're for me. And they can't fail. And they help Jesus in his ministry. When Jesus had battled, they say when the temptation was over, he come back, angels ministered to him.
Yes.
What did it? Pump some strength in him.
Yes, sir.
See, people have a rationale or have a thought about the Trinity. They think there's a jealousy among the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. No, that's harmony. So just like it's harmony among the Trinity, you know what I'm about to say next? It's harmony with the angelical being. You don't have to worry about the Holy Spirit getting jealous because the angels can't take the Holy Spirit place. But the Holy Spirit can't take the angel place. It's divine order. See? And we need them all. And the more you know, the better you are. Because you're going to tell me about thousands and thousands and thousands of divine beings who have never lost a battle and they're there to minister for me. I don't need to see them.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I know they're there, and I got faith for it. I'm not planning on losing no battle. You follow what I'm saying? That's where faith come in at. It's not that I got to see the ducks going down the water. You know, I ain't got to see all that. I just got to have some understanding. I know they excel in strength. We just read that, right? Wow. I think it's in the 91st Psalm, because this statement will make we need to back it up with some scripture. In the 91st, I think it's the 91st Psalm. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 91. Yes, ma'am, I receive. It's a lot of money there. Oh, my goodness. In my little Bible I use, it said the charge of God's angel, beginning at verse 11 in the 91st Psalm. Read that verse. How you read that so calm? Read it again. Read it again. All this, I've been talking to y'all about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. How you read? Do you see what that voice saying?
Yes, sir.
Keep you what? He will give his angels charge over thee. To what? They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. We ain't talking about just kicking your foot against a stone here. We're talking about being in a hard place you can't get out, that the angel will help you get out of it. What you dealing with tonight? What nobody knows that you need something to happen for you? That's why you're here. In your prayer time, the Holy Spirit, watch this. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you how to yield to the angel. Yes. See, they work together. They in harmony. Yes. Look at this thing. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion, the dragon, shall thou trample on the feet. That Satan is again. That's who Micah just whooped. So I read that to say this. You put this statement with that scripture we just read. Angels constitute the most efficient bodyguards of the saints. So now you leave here. You didn't come here with it because you didn't know. You leave here with divine bodyguards. What I say? No, and don't. I don't need no spirituality gauge here. Because some of y'all don't think, because you're not studying the Bible all day and you don't know nine scriptures, and you think God, I'm not talking about that. He said, because you're his child. Now you know I have a divine bodyguard everywhere I go. I got a bodyguard who can't be whooped. I got a bodyguard nobody never took nobody out of his hand. I got a bodyguard who never lost a battle. So I'm not just a church member going to church. I'm somebody who have divine amenities all around me. I have power around me you've never seen before. And it will be activated more now since we're talking about it tonight. A faith coming for it. You're going to read the scripture. You're going to see clearer now. They excel in strength. Last summer, Carol and I met him in Texas. I was a friend of my church, and friend of church, and he we had the chance to talk with him, and he prayed with me. He's going home to be with the Lord now, but he used to deal with demonic spirits a lot, Brother Lester. And he said about angels, we need to establish the automatic expression as smart as an angel to acknowledge the wisdom and intellect of angel. As smart, write that down, as smart as an angel. And you say that's acknowledging the wisdom and they're high intellectual, those angels. They're witty, they're smart. Now, let's talk a minute about the revelance of angels. We start talking about who are angels. Went down the line, I talked to you about angels of God are invincible. You cannot handle them, yet they destroy kings, right?
Amen.
You cannot touch them, yet they can touch people, right? I told you they're invincible. Satan cannot prevail over them. Huh?
Yes, sir.
In any conflict. Listen to this. The angels are always in the absolute. In other words, you absolutely going to get whipped now.
Yes.
See, angels know that. Angels know that. So, carrying an anointing and awareness of this fact, you can know that whatever you're dealing with is not going to whip you.
Amen.
It might pull you a little bit and tug on you a little bit, but yet your confidence is in God's word.
Yes.
And now you're hearing this about angel. So you have faith to say it beyond your feeling. Because you have to get to the point where you know it just looked like that. It can't really be. And you didn't get it. You didn't get it. You let me waste that anointing. It just looked like that, but it can't really be because I got angels camping over me. So I might be hopping or hobbling in this situation. But yet I know God never lost.
Right.
I know Jesus never lost.
Right.
I know the Holy Spirit. And now I got thousands of angels never lost. And they for me. Listen, be able to say, angel, I need some help. And quote a scripture to him, because you got that will be that scripture. You go to another father and say, the Lord showed me, look what you're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Then you got to obey God's word.
Yes.
Okay. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
See now, we pioneer now because we're ministering to the whole body of Christ. And you don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people listen to us by broadcast. All right? And many need to hear this. We don't know what people are going through. The term look like we're not going to make it can't stay here no more. Because the angels can't fail. And they are with me. And I know that knowledge and understanding and wisdom and discernment enable us to release our faith. You see what I'm saying? Release your faith, because sometimes look like you're by yourself. I don't care whether you're married or you got 19 children. Just sometimes look like you by yourself. But that's for a reason. That's for a reason. You got to have them lonely moments. Those moments set you up to hear the voice more clearly. Because if everything, I'm going to use a street term, if everything is hokey-dokey, You're going to quit listening. I got it. Got the Lord with me. No, I get a little dry, mama. There, say, oh, blah, 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 blah. Come on, Lord. Jesus, we'll go to... That's all with the package. We all have it. These intercessors, me, praisers, musicians. That don't mean God has forsaken you. Matter of fact, that means he's putting you in a growing up period. He act as if he's turning your hand loose. So you can get closer, you see. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. Verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, a bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burnt? It's a supernatural bush. That angel just decided to be a fire. You remember what he said in Hebrew? You remember what he said? They're a flame of what? There it is right there. I just saw that. Now, number 4, verse 4. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. I said, Moses? And he said, yeah, I am. And then they went on with the story, and finally God told him, tell Pharaoh, I am, that sent you. But an angel appeared to Moses and spoke to him. Now go to Judges chapter 6, because you see throughout the scriptures, an angel appeared to Gideon and said he had come to finish the battle for him. Wow. He had come, my goodness. Judges. And we need to see these things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, I'm looking for Judge. I ain't looking for no Joshua. I don't need you, brother. I don't need you, brother Josh, right now. But Josh, you messing my son up. All right. In Judges chapter 6, verse 11. An angel appeared to Gideon. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat on the oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joas, the Abizite, right? And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the wine press to hide it from the Midianite. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in verse 12. And said unto him, what? And then Gideon said, you said, who are you talking about? And Gideon said to him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? See, that's when you look like you're going through something and nothing happening. The Lord got his time set. Don't push the panic button. Don't go by the calendar. Faith don't work by calendar. Faith does not work by clock. Faith is functioning from a different government. And Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our father told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianite. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go what? Go in thy might. And thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianite. Have not I sent thee?
Come on, sir.
there could be some thing that God had revealed to you and you think it's not going to happen. Tonight, I hope you get the insight that it doesn't matter how things look. If you have made contact with God, it don't care how long it's been. And the more insight, the more revelation, the more wisdom you can get, you're better off because you can believe for it. You see, that's what I want for these maturity classes. I'm not so much about the excitement. I want the insight. Because the excitement won't work when you're by yourself. Because we can cut up a crowd. But when you're by yourself, you need some insight that you can stand your ground. See, here's a man who thought he couldn't do it. The reason the angel could talk to him so much about that, he was telling him, you're really not going to be doing it. And I think some people haven't grown to the life that they want because they have not known these things. See, and I'm glad the Lord tonight showing us the lot in Genesis 19, 15 through 16, Genesis chapter 19, verse 15 and 16, Lot was safely led out of Sodom by angels just before the city was destroyed. Oh, my goodness. Safely. Yeah, led out. I mean, all hell loose. Things done broke out. I'm a homosexual going crazy. They're trying to have sex with an angel. But the angel struck them blind. The city was polluted, you see. They had polluted mind, polluted idea. You got it? Genesis 19, 15, and 16? Read the 15th verse. No, you ain't got it. You can't read it yet. Oh. First book in the Bible. You can't find the first book in the Bible. Oh. We talk about a maturity class. Genesis is the first book in the Bible. Chapter 19, verse 15. No, I didn't tell you to go there. I know. 15 and 16. I just want to see the angels escorting them. Wait, you ready? Read it. That's verse 15?
Yes.
Do 16. He said, angel caught his hand?
Yes, sir.
You know, sometime, watch what I say, I'm going to say we. Sometime, we need somebody to catch our hand. I know I do. If you think you don't, you and I need to swap places. Now, you don't know what. Now, here's another thing I think about when I'm meditating and studying this. I don't know how many times angels have helped me. But I know I've been helped. Because I've been in some things. I don't know how I got out. In ministry. But I always had help. Always worked out. See, if your heart right, you don't have to be perfect. It'll work out for you. Daniel 6, 22. Daniel excelled in strength and operated the wisdom of angels because he had such sweet fellowship with them. Sweet fellowship with angels. Look what Daniel 6, 22 says. You there? That's not Genesis, that's Daniel. You got to look a little bit. Put it on the board. Hallelujah, that is. My God has sent his angel. Come on, say that. My God, when I need it, my God, because he's my God too. He's not just angel God. So if he sent the angel for Daniel, he'll send him for Leroy. What's your name? Say your name. Look how powerful they are. And has shut the line. Don't just think about lying. Think about that lying mouth. Lying. You know, fibber, untrue. Think about that person on the job who said something against you and you didn't know it. He'll shut them out. That they have not hurt me. Good God of mine. For as before, him innocent was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Amen. My God has sent his angel. Yeah, you see, be speaking a hard place. Sometime in this world, you got to deal with things. But now you know there's great ministries around you. The ministry of angels. Wait a minute now. I see you, Lord. And God has sent them. God, that is, my God has sent his angel. So God will send his angel for me. Look how many he sent. You know, sent his angel. Wow. Now, look at Daniel 3:28, since you're in the book. And I want you to write in your notes, angels of deliverance. Amen. I'm about to close. Angels of deliverance. Remember that you always have angels of deliverance ready to fight on your behalf. Amen. Give me Daniel 3:28. Put it on the board. Daniel 3:28. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has, there it is again, sent his angel. He sent him. He sent him for Daniel. He sent his angel and delivered. That is, angels of the delivered his servant that trusted in him. Woo. And look. And have what? Change the king's word and yield their bodies that they might not serve or worship any god except their own God. Twice he sent his angel. Angels can't fail. There's no recorded scripture where an angel lost a battle. Powerful, man. I say powerful. Acts 12, 7 through 11. I'm just going to talk about a few things. Remember Peter who was locked up in prison? He was freed and led to safety by an angel. I mean, supernatural, man. Had to wake Peter up. And the shackles start falling. And you know, we have these doors we walk up to and they open automatically. That ain't no new deal. I'm door was open for a long time ago like that. When that engine beat that door, just automatically open. Look in Revelation 1:1. I'm going to have a jumping off plate in a few minutes. 8:05. Because I'm going to make a statement. Revelation 1:1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must surely come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. That the third time. He will send those angels. I'll make a statement here. John, who saw what was impossible for natural eyes to see, he said an angel showed them to him, the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, an angel showed to John. Yeah, they must be able to take care of your little fam. All these different creatures showed all that. If a man, I don't have that much going on. I mean, y'all ain't got the whole book of Revelation going on in your life. So if he sent an angel to reveal the whole book of Revelation, and I think a lot of times things we can't see, the angels see it. Oh, have mercy. This is a powerful statement here about to read to you. There is almost no man of worth in scriptures who did not have a physical, tangible evidence of angelic companionship. They were throughout the scripture helping them. I could have called a whole lot more name to help. Let me give you some statistics to write down. So there are a total of about 300 references to angelic appearance and angelic operation in the scripture. The New Testament contained 165 of this number, and the book of Revelation also contains 65 references. All right, let's close with this statement. You might want to grab this statement. Angels are an essential and relevant part of God's package for the redeemed. You know, it was an angel in Luke talking to Mary. What, that's Luke 1:37? Huh? That's where that? Turn to it. Let's close with that. This put it up, 1:37. Oh, an angel said this. What he said? You know, this girl was going through a period of impossibility. What is this here? You know, she ain't never had no man, and she's pregnant, and the man trying to hide her. She ain't, and what she said in the next voice, 38. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel, she, you got it, departed from her. Well, raise your hand, praise God. We'll take up next time. We'll take up there. We'll keep studying these angels. We're working on the ministry, the mystery, and the miracles of angels. All right? We'll keep working. I receive you, man. We'll keep working on it. He's a brand new $100 bill. Five of them. That lady bought $1,900 for his fruit. $1,900. Why I tell you all this? To encourage you. It's up here already. But I call it out. I call it when I go minister for them boys. I minister for Carwin. And Carwin gave me a check for $20,100. And I'm ministering. He give another check for $1,100. You know, well, I went to Maud Church. Maud is a single woman pastor. I think Maud give about $25,000, $26,000. Just as happy as she can be. But yet the Lord blessing her because she's branching out in different part of Alabama. She has a school, and Lord opened a lot of doors for her. And she making money. Money coming into her. So she's so heavy. You know, and so you know what the scripture says this. Y'all need to read Genesis chapter 12 and see how this thing worked and make some connection and sow some seed and get out of that mess. Get out of that dilemma, you know. So Abraham, I'll bless them to bless you. You know, and that's the way I did it. I did it. I found a man who was moving faster than me. I caught me a ride. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. I caught a good ride too. because he couldn't shake me. Amen. He said, Brother Tom, you here again? He said, I'm going to preach the same thing. I said, I hear it. Didn't miss this, never miss a meeting. That's why I'm here, able to pastor you like we're doing. All right, you need an envelope for your giving. Lift your hand, usher down now. Write this down. I know you're trying to get your offering. I'm going to give you this one because I don't want you to go home without this one. The anointing cannot replace the service of angels. Write it down. Meditate it. The anointing cannot replace the service of angels. So the service of angels are important because God put them there. Amen. See what I'm saying? Somebody said, well, can't the Holy Spirit do it? Listen, who business is this? You see what I'm saying? So he put the angels there for you. Just accept the angel, that's all. Stop asking all them questions. Say, angel, help me. Angel, help me. That's all them questions, man. Jesus Christ, just accept the blessing. Now God got to explain all that to you. Why the Holy Spirit didn't come to do that? God said, I'm not explaining nothing to you. This is my government. You want it? I stay side of the road and hitchhike. So I'm telling you how my system works. 1, 2, 3. All right. Everybody got an envelope of 1 and 1?